Herzler, Herzler. Yamin Herzler. Give permission. If you have the Tanakh, this is page 1424. This is the Haftarah, Bezrat Hashem, going to read tomorrow. I mean, the first day of Sukkot. This is the last chapter in Zechariah. 1424. This is chapter 14, sentence 1. This is after our first day of Sukkot. Of course, maybe, that the reason why we're going to read this Haftarah, that if you turn the page with your permission to 1426, sentence 16, Satuk Tezayin, Tezvayach Kol Anotah Mikol Agoyim Abayim Al Yerushalayim. The Haftarah before, we'll get that with the Zot Hashem soon, was talking about a major world war against Israel. That this, the Nabi says, that this is going to be before Mashiach will come. All the Goyim will try to attack Israel. It sounds like today. They all want to destroy Israel. The Nabi says, this is sentence 16, that the end after the defeat that they would get, very soon there's not a shame, but yeah, call on Yosam, call on him, and Yerushalayim, whatever's going to be left from all those people that went to attack Yerushalayim, those are the ones that are going to be alive, every year, they're going to come, Nishtachavot, Lamel, Lemelech Hashem, Tzvakot, Lachog, Eschag, Asukot. It says in the Haftarah that after this world war against Israel will be finished, whoever is going to be left from those attackers that they wanted to attack and they came to attack Yerushalayim, those are the ones that are going to come yearly to visit Yerushalayim on Chag HaSukkot. Again, it doesn't say they're going to come on Pesach, it doesn't say they're going to come on Yom HaTzmaut, they're going to come on Chag HaSukkot. This is talking after the whole war is going to be finished, so the leftover non-Jewish people that they originally attacked Yerushalayim, they would come to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, LeMelech Hashem Tzvakot, and Rabbi described HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king, that something is not necessary. Of course Hashem is the king of this really, it's not relevant right now. The Nabi only wants to tell you what's going to happen after the war. After the war, the Nabi says, those people would come and would bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to celebrate Sukkot. To celebrate Sukkot. You're doing the Haftarah with Mr. President and Mr. Vice President. We are 40. You did not say it, I was too early.
We came from Brooklyn.
I came from Muncie. 1426.
I'm sorry.
So again, this is Haftarah of the first day of Sukkot. So the Navi says that they're going to come to celebrate Sukkot. The question is, what's so great about Sukkot? This is, was a war against Am Yisrael, against Yerushalayim. Mashiach Baruch Hashem arrived, and the people that are going to be left over from those enemies, they're going to come to celebrate Sukkot. והיה אשר יעלה מעט משפחות עד ירושלים משתחו עם מערך הצלחים ולא עלה מהגשם. It says the ones that they're not going to go, they're not going to have rain. ומשפחת מצרים לא תעלה, the Egyptian people, the non-Jews from Egypt, if they don't want to come to Yerushalayim to celebrate Sukkot, תהיה המגפה אשר גוף השם את הגויים אשר לא לך בחרצות, הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to send an epidemic. This is maybe this is called the new epidemic, the bird epidemic. What do you call it?
Not
much better. Asian bird.
Asian bird.
Turkey and in Europe.
Yeah. So that's what it says. says whoever doesn't want to celebrate Sukkot will have epidemic. It says what Zot Yeh Hatat Mitzrayim, this is going to be the sin of Egypt. The Hatat Kol Avim, the sin of all the non-Jewish people. Asher lo yalu lochom yechag Sukkot. Imagine. It says a goy, a non-Jew person, joined an army to destroy Israel. The army was defeated. The army was just disappeared and destroyed. The leftover goyim, they are requested to come and visit Yerushalayim on Sukkot. Not only that, it's a threat. And if you're not going to come visit them, if you're not going to go to Yerushalayim, Hashem is going to send the epidemic at you. And he says, what do you want from me? I'm not a Jew. I said, I have to go and visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me go. No, on Sukkot. You have to go visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Sukkot. I said, what's the celebration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from the non-Jewish people to go visit Yerushalayim on Chag HaSukkot? Again, we have Chag HaSukkot, we have Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, we have Adar, we have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. It's not important. This is the last Nevuah prophecy that we have from Zechariah Nabi. This is the last chapter of Zechariah Nabi. This is the message for the world. Get ready. Mashiach is going to come. Hashem is going to appear. You have to know what is your destination. Your destination is Yerushalayim on Sukkot. That's the Haftarah. This is the Haftarah of the first day of Chag HaSukkot. This is maybe the reason that Chachamim chose that we should read this chapter, those sentences about that talks about Chag HaSukkot, to emphasize to us how important Chag HaSukkot is. If somebody would ask you, what is the holiday that's so important, I would say, listen, it's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach. I says, no, look, Hashem is expecting the whole world to arrive at the gate of Yerushalayim on Sukkot. And not only expectation, a threat. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is threatening the goyim, whoever is not going to come to Yerushalayim to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lemelech Hashem Tzvakot, to the king. Hashem is described as a king on Chag HaSukkot. And the question is, what is Chag HaSukkot so important that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects and demands the non-Jewish people to come and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim on Chag HaSukkot? Before we go back to the beginning of our Haftarah, with your permission, just to mention the Gemara Maseret Avodah Zarah, page 3, the Gemara says that the Mashiach will come after he's going to arrive, the Goyim would come and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would like to participate in this celebration of Mashiach and stay with Mashiach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called will answer them, well, you did not behave and you did not keep and you did not do the right thing or whatever he did for your own comfort. But the Goyim would beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? I will try you. I will give you a chance. This is the Gemara, Mitzvah Kala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes Sukkot as a very light mitzvah. And Hashem said to all the Goyim, you want to know something? I'll give you a chance. You want to stay when Mashiach will come. What it means is that you have a chance to stay forever among the Jewish people, conversion later, and behaving as a Jew later, but I'll give you a chance. It's time for Sukkot. Go do Sukkah. If you do the Sukkah, then the Torah Hashem, everything will be okay. Says the Gemara, this is a prophecy from the Gemara. Again, it doesn't say in the Tanakh, but that's what the Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah says. That eventually the Goyim are going to go, and they're going to go build themselves Sukkah. They build themselves a Sukkah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the sun out. It's going to be a very hot day. Very hot day, the Goyim are going to sit in the Sukkah, and it's going to be too hot for them. The Sukkah is going to say, that's not for me. They're going to kick and leave the Sukkah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you see, I gave you a very light mitzvah. You did not want to stay in the Sukkah. As the Gemara question, well, if it's very hot, that you also does not have to stay in the Sukkah, says the Gemara, it's true. If you're going to have to be on Sukkot in a desert and it's too hot in the sukkah, and you have a hotel with air conditioner, you're not obligated to be in the sukkah. That's the halacha. Mitzta'er patur me'asukkah. If you suffer from the weather, or you suffer from mosquitoes, the sukkah has a lot of mosquitoes, or it's too hot, or it's too cold in the sukkah, you don't have to be in the sukkah.
That's when it's raining.
Right. But really, the truth of the matter is, you don't have to. Okay. The halakha is called mitzta'er. The Gemara says that you have a lot of flies in the sukkah, you have bees in the sukkah, you have mosquitoes in the sukkah. They're bothering you, you don't have to sit in the sukkah, you can take the food, eat it. That's the halakha. We'll get to it later, B'zat Hashem. But it's a special halakha that you find only in sukkah. It doesn't say if it's hot, don't put filin. It says you come to the Knesset, and so in your house, you don't have air conditioner, it says, I can't put filin. I'm sweating. There's no excuse. I don't want to put the teeth. No excuse. It says
in
Again, if it's too cold in the sukkah or like Ramon is in training, you're not obligated to be in the sukkah. Not only that, some Ramon call it shote. You're not acting with smartness, with wisdom by staying in the sukkah. If it's raining, you say, okay, I love it. You don't love it. Please get out of the sukkah. He says, no, I want to be here. Mm-hmm. Because my Gemara says that Chachamim say it's called shoteh. It means silly. You're silly. You don't do a mitzvah. Not only you do a mitzvah, you're acting silly. You don't have to. It's called mitzvah. When you suffer, you don't have to. As the Gemara, you see the goyim, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it very hard. So what does Hashem want from them? Anyway, they can. Anyway, everybody has to come out of the sukkah. If it's too hot, he's allowed to come out. You're not supposed to sit down over there and suffer. And so the Gemara, it is true, a Jew also is not obligated to be in the sukkah when it's hot, but when a Jew leaves the sukkah, he doesn't bang on the sukkah. The Goyim, says the Gemara, they're going to bang on the sukkah. Again, says the Gemara, something very similar to what just the Navi said. The Navi just does not say that the test, or the last test that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give the Goyim. The Gemara says, and actually you should know, when Mashiach will come, the Goyim will come to Hashem and says, we would like to stay when Mashiach will come, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will test them with the mitzvah of sukkah, and they're going to fail the test. The question is, why Hashem is testing them with the sukkah, and what is that, if we say that test that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them such a hot weather to chase them out of the sukkah, and they're going to kick the Gemara in the sukkah. Again, this is the same thing that we see in the Haftarah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that this is, the Navi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask all the nations to come, join Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael on Chag HaSukkot. Not on any other occasion, not in any other holiday, just on Sukkot, Hashem expects to see Bani Yerushalayim. The question is, what is that secret and this powerful holiday that we're going into Chag HaSukkot? If you're going back to the due permission to the beginning of the Haftarah, this is page 1424, chapter 14, this is how the Haftarah is going to start. Again, this is the last prophecy of Navi Zechariah. Hinei Yom Ba'al Hashem V'chulak Shlalech B'Kribech. A simple explanation is, it says, wait for the day, that this means the last moment before Mashiach arrives. You should expect, that's what the situation we have today, that all the goyim are going, they want to destroy Eretz Yisrael, destroy Yerushalayim. In Kedah Ha'ir, Nabi Chaya said, don't be surprised, hopefully it has already this part, that Yerushalayim is going to be taken away, the buildings are going to be destroyed, and then the Shakavna, they're going to kidnap the ladies, it says half of the nation will leave Yerushalayim, half will stay. Eventually you see that Kadosh Baruch Hu himself is going to do the fight for us. Kadosh Baruch Hu will appear as a soldier, and he is going to finish up the war against our attackers. Eventually, after Hashem is going to do the job, is going to rest his feet on Harazitim, the Aleph mountain. This is the Aleph mountain as we know. It says Harazitim is going to split. And says half of the mountain would move to the north, half of the mountain would move to the south. When you see the same Geharai, everybody is going to run away for his life just from the noise and the sound what this earthquake is going to do. It says then Hashem is going to arrive with his glory to Yerushalayim. That's how we start the Haftarah again, the first of Chagat Sukkot. It says we should know it's going to be a very special day. It's not going to be just like a small light. It's going to be a big light. It's going to be a very big light. The question what it means, it's the whole secret in the Kabbalah. What will come out of Yerushalayim? Sentence number 9. This is the sentence we finish every day with the Tefillah at Shacharit Milcha and Arbit. Chachamim made us say the sentences. That's going to be the end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the king and the only one that he is going to be by himself one. And again, be in the middle of the war, and then the Nabi is going to continue the path that we just read before. Of course, the reason why we start the Haftarah from the beginning of the chapter, it makes sense maybe because it means you want to get to those sentences that are talking about Chag HaSukkot. Again, it is a little bit strange, maybe, that whoever the Chachamim decided to read this Haftarah just because it's being mentioned after Chag HaSukkot. With your permission, I would like to go through before Sukkot to set up the Bereshit, with your permission, Parashat Vayishlach. This is chapter 33, this is page 82 in this Tanakh, with your permission. This is Parashat Vayishlach, chapter 33, sentence 16. I'm sorry, sentence 17. This is after the meeting that Yaakov Avinu had with Esau, and Esau is leaving him. Sentence 17, page 82. Chapter 33, sentence 17.
Jacob
went back to Sukkot. Right. So again, this we are in the middle of the subject. Yaakov met Esau, and Esav said to him, "You want to come with you? I should come with me." And then Esav leaves, and he goes back to his land. And then sentence 17: Yaakov nasa Sukkota. Yaakov went to Sukkot. What's Sukkota? So the Torah says like this: Vayimel lo bayit, Yaakov built himself a house. Ulemikneu asa Sukkot. For his cattle he made Sukkot. Al ken kara shema makom Sukkot. So Yaakov named the place Sukkot because he made Sukkot for his cattle. To himself he made himself a house. To the cattle he made Sukkot. That means Yaakov, if you remember, in the Torah he had a very big cattle, a lot of sheep. So now he's, I don't know what he's making it for, but again, he's going to a place, and he's on the way to Eretz Israel to see his father. All of a sudden, Zohar says he comes to a place. In that place, after he departs, and he says goodbye to his brother, he's building himself a house, and to his cattle is making Sukkot. He says, I have to know what he's making to his cattle. That's so important. And to himself, he made a house. Then, not only that, he says the place he named the place. I don't know what it means exactly. But maybe he just ordered a sign from a sign company or something. He decided, Karashim HaMakom Sukkot. The Torah emphasized that Yaakov called that spot Sukkot. He says, why are you calling it Sukkot? Because he made Sukkot for his cattle. He says, if you ask me, I would call that place Bait, not Sukkot. He says, you don't call the place Sukkot because he made Sukkot for the cattle. He says, if you want to name a place, you name a place for you, not for your animals. He says, what do you mean? You name the place Sukkot because you made Sukkot for your animals. Because you made Sukkot for your animals, that's why you call it Sukkot. And who cares? Who cares what it is? From that sentence comes Dari, before Dari, the two Shulchan Aruch. And the two Shulchan Aruch says, you know, we have Shloshah Regalim, Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. It says, if you want to know why we have Shloshah Regalim, it says, well, Pesach is maybe Avraham, maybe Yitzchak, Shavuot maybe Avraham Yitzchak, but Sukkot definitely because you have Yaakov Avinu. And somebody is going to ask a celebration of Haggah Sukkot, what is it for? It says, you have to remind Yaakov Avinu. It says, how do you know? It says, this is the sentence. It says, the Torah tells you that Yaakov Avinu named the place Sukkot, and he built Sukkot for his cattle, is to tell you that Haggah Sukkot is Bezchut Yaakov Avinu. That's the Shulchan Aruch, in the two Shulchan Aruch. Again, Dari says it later, in a different version a little bit, but they all agree that what the Torah wrote over here is to hint to us and to mention to us that you know we can have Chag Sukkot. Chag Sukkot is the same word like the place Sukkot. And this place Sukkot was named by Yaakov Avinu for his cattle. It says to tell you that the zechut of Yaakov Avinu is the Chag Sukkot. It means like this, the root of this holiday Sukkot is because Yaakov made a sukkah for his cattle. I said, excuse me, I just don't understand. All the Chachamim are the same thing. It says, if you tell me that the celebration is because Yaakov built himself a house, and you call this holiday house, I understand. But you call the holiday Sukkot, and you tell me that Sukkot is Bizuchut Yaakov Avinu, and then you tell me that Yaakov Avinu made the Sukkot for the animals. Of course, those groups of people, you know, in America, what do you call it, you know, for the animals? What is it? PCA, yeah?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a proof over here. It says Chag Sukkot is for the animals. So we learn that Yaakov loved the animals more than he loved himself. It says he named the place Sukkot. He didn't call the place by house. He called the place Sukkot because he made Sukkot for the animals to show how much he loved them. With your permission, if you skip to page 164 with your permission. This is Sefer Shmot, this is chapter 12, sentence 37. And this is the Exodus of Amitel coming out of Egypt. It says, Vayisuv Yisrael Miram Sesukota. Am Israel left a place is called Ramses in Egypt. 164. No, not a little bit. Sukkot of Yaakov Avinu was in the north part of Eretz Israel. But not very north, I mean next to Shem. And this is coming down from the south, from Egypt. Also we call it Sukkot. We call it Sukkot. The question is, what does it mean? Machloket in the Gemara between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Is it this place is called Sukkot for what reason? Is it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a special cloud? And this cloud, it's called Ananei HaKavod, it's a special cloud that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears. It's constantly we learn in the Torah and the Nabi, Hashem appears in the cloud. It says that cloud was like a Sukkot on top of Israel to protect them from sun, to protect them from rain, to protect them through the journey out of Egypt. Or actually it was really Sukkot that Am Yisrael built Sukkot. Rabbi Akiva says Am Yisrael really built Sukkot over there. And they arrived in Ramses. From Ramses they went to another place. They named the place Sukkot. And in that spot, says Rabbi Akiva, everyone built the sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer, this is Rabbi Akiva's rabbi, disagree, of course, and he said, no, the Torah really means anan hakavod, a cloud. Shulchan Aruch brings that the reason why I'm sitting in the sukkah is not because we built sukkot, just because Hashem protected us with a cloud. The cloud was like a sukkah on top of it. This is the Shulchan Aruch said that this is the Kamana. That tomorrow night we with other Hashem are going to sit in the sukkah. It's crucial. The Shulchan Aruch is crucial. When you sit tomorrow night in the sukkah with other Hashem, and you say I'm going to sit in the arat, and you take a piece of challah or pita or whatever, anything that you want to put in your mouth for the first bite, after you wash your hands, you have to have a Kamana that I'm sitting now in the sukkah to remember Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim, to remember the cloud. And if you don't do it, some Chachamim say you did not fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. With all the respect, you made a beautiful sukkah. But if tomorrow night, if you don't have this particular thought in your head while you're eating the first piece of bread, you miss the mitzvah. You have to have this in mind. Something that it is really not necessary, or it's not necessity to do it in any other mitzvah. Almost in not any other mitzvah that you have to think so deep. Usually you have to think, I do it because Hashem told me to do it. But not to think so much backwards. I do it because Hashem told me to do it, but Hashem told me to do it because of something. I have to know the reason. Leman Yidud Rotechem, and says the Torah will tell you later that Hashem wants you to remember that you sit in the sukkah, says Shulchan Aruch, says the Torah, because Hashem put a cloud on top of you. And says again, this is something that you don't have almost in any other mitzvah so deep that you have to know it, that otherwise you did not fulfill the mitzvah. No, Bamotzi has to do it. Not the Kiddush. But the first piece of bread or pita or challah that you eat in the sukkah tomorrow night, you're supposed to eat it. Some Chachamim said you're not allowed to have this with trina, you're not allowed to have it with fish, you're not allowed to have it with eggs, with nothing. Just take a piece of challah by itself, and you have to have it about 27 grams. It's called kazai, the size of an olive. And while you chew on it, it says, just think, I'm in the sukkah now, and the reason I'm here is to remember the cloud that Hashem put on top of my father when he came out of Egypt. You have to have the same kavanah also on Pesach, really, for the first piece of matzah that we eat. But other than that, usually, in all the other mitzvot, you don't have to think that way. You just have to think, I do it because Hashem told me to do it. You don't have to have the reason. Of course, over here, I can emphasize it, that we have to have the reason, but the question is, what Hashem wants for me to remember? Again, it's a very nice thing to have a cloud on top of my father when he came out of Egypt. It's cheaper to have an umbrella or air conditioner. It's much nicer. It's very sophisticated to see Hashem can do anything for me. But what does Hashem want me to celebrate? Hashem wants me to remember the cloud. What does Hashem need that I should remember the cloud? All the Chachamim asked. There were more miracles in the desert. Nevertheless, Hashem did not ask us to remember any of them. Hashem did not want us to remember that He gave us man. Hashem did not want us to remember that He gave us water. Hashem did a lot of things in the desert. He does not request and does not expect me to do anything to show that I remember what He did to my father. It's irrelevant for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here Hashem wants me to know. This is go celebration. Full week of celebration, Chag HaSukkot. How important it is, we see from the Haftarah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects the Goyim to come to Yerushalayim on Chag HaSukkot. It says, not only that, you have to have the Kavanah when you eat in the Sukkah, that I'm sitting now in the Sukkah, and Sukkah means the cloud. It says that Hashem put a cloud on top of him and said, what's the significance about it? What's so great about it? Not that, I think asking me, food is much more important. That He gave us HaKadosh Baruch Hu with His mercy, He gave us man and water for 40 years. That constantly, every day we had food is, of course, it's better weather that we have, that we don't have to suffer from the heat or from the cold of the desert, say the Chachamim. But still, without food you cannot survive. From heat, you don't die, so you have even more ice. I just came from Israel. So we had 105 degrees on the plane. So the plane had to go back to Tel Aviv.
Yeah, you were on this plane.
Yeah, I was on the plane, yeah.
It was Friday. It came at 3 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, a monotone case. Well, anyway, we took off, and not that we didn't have air conditioner. The air conditioner was blowing hot enough. So in no time, we had 105 degrees on the plane.
A lot, yeah.
So I went to Israel twice in the price of one ticket. I went, I left. Almost got to Athens. So we all had, I mean, it wasn't comfortable, yeah? But we had ice and water. And there was no water almost in the system anymore because everybody drank, and then we drank Coca-Cola. It's not so bad, you know. If you have the well of Miriam in the desert and you have man, so I mean it's better that you know it's better not to have. You can survive. Usually you don't die. You don't die if you have enough liquid. So again, the celebration is that we had the cloud. Of course, the cloud also protects us. Maybe. But the main part of the cloud, the celebration, that's what we need sukkah for said, that's the halakha al-shulchan aruch. The sukkah that we have is to protect us from the sun. Because this was really the purpose of the sukkot, of the anan, of the cloud, or the sukkot that Israel made themselves. We're not talking about the cloud that we had the whole time in the desert. We're talking about, we came out of Egypt, this was April time, it's not so bad, it was not July or August. July or August is almost impossible, Mr. Albert can tell you. It's not bearable to live in Egypt. But also, if you have a cold Coca-Cola, it's not so bad. It's a pleasure. You go dip yourself in the Nile, it's not so bad. But without food, you cannot survive. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked us to celebrate Sukkot, to remember this cloud. But this cloud is just protection from heat or from cold weather. So Chachamim say. I says, for this I have to make a celebration for 7 days, you believe? There's a few halachot that need to be explained. For example, as you mentioned before, Mitzayel Patur Misukkah, if somebody suffers, he doesn't have to stay in the sukkah. He doesn't have to stay. You don't find it in any other mitzvah. It says if you suffer on Shabbat for anything, you don't say, no, I can't keep this, I can't do this. There's no such thing. Suffering is not an excuse in our religion. You have to do it. You got to do it. The Gemara says opposite. So the Gemara says, if it's hard for you and you wear a tzitzit, it's even better. He says, let me take off my tzitzit. He says, no, tzitzit is important for you. And he says, well, it's too hot. He says, I suffer. He says, in Sukkot, if I suffer, I can get out of the Sukkah. If it's raining in the Sukkah, if it's too cold in the Sukkah, I'm allowed to leave the Sukkah. It's too hot in the Sukkah, mosquitoes in the Sukkah, bees in the Sukkah, you're allowed to live in the Sukkah. You don't have to stay in the Sukkah. You have to have a pleasure from you staying in the Sukkah. But if you don't, you don't have to. Again, there's no other mitzvah in the Torah that meets Tahir, that somebody suffers a little bit, it says, you're not obligated. No such thing. No such thing. It says, I sweat too much, I cannot pray now. No such thing. I can't fish my Israel. It's too hot for me. No excuse. No excuse. You can say, I don't fish myself today. The air conditioner is not working on the plane. It says, you have to say, I'm not saying it's too hot. I don't have degrees on the plane. It's no excuse. But Sukkah? Yes. Just get out of the Sukkah. Go to your room. It says, why go to your room? Why? There's no other mitzvah that you don't that you have this excuse that if you suffer you don't have to do the mitzvah.
What about the fast?
No, only if it's just for your life, not because it's a suffer. Because everybody suffers, everybody wants to eat. And the doctor will tell you, somebody is sick, means pikuach nefesh, not because if you're hungry. And he says, my stomach hurts me, I want to drink. No way. And you have to have a permission from the doctor. The doctor should say it's pikuach nefesh, that you're going to die. But not because you suffer. No such thing suffering as an excuse. We all suffer. And you suffer all the time. The Gemara tells us also in Masechet Ta'anit the Gemara says that we got this cloud in the desert as a continuation for the cloud that arrived the first day that we came out of Egypt, that's called Sukkot. The cloud went along with us for 40 years until Aaron died. Since the Gemara, when Aaron died, the cloud disappeared and it came back because of Moshe. But since the Gemara, you should know the zechut of Aaron was the cloud in the desert. The question is, what did Aaron do that he is the cause for that cloud to take? The Gemara says the man is the zechut of Moshe Rabbeinu, the be'er, the well, the water is the zechut of Miriam, and the cloud, and the Ne'akavah, this special cloud is the zechut of Aaron HaKohen. He says, what's the zechut of Aaron HaKohen? We also find something very strange, very strange, that halacha is that when you build a sukkah, the Gemara says the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the sukkah, and the sukkah becomes holy. How holy it is. And so let me tell you something. I hung in the sukkah something on this chach. For example, I hung a peach, an apple, some grapes, anything, and I come to the sukkah, I like to, I'm hungry, I want to take a piece and just, I want to eat it. So you can't eat it, no. This is holy. What's holy? What's so holy about it? What's so holy about it? I says, well, I want to, there's something I put some decoration on the walls. And I want to use the decoration, I put a knife, decorative knife on the wall. I want to take it, I want to cut a piece of bread or an apple. I put it right back, it's an antique piece. You can't touch it. You don't have to touch it. It's holy. When it's holy, well, you have become holy. As the Gemara says, well, he wants to take him, and his wife forgot to buy a toothpick. So the Shalom Bayit is in danger. He's going to fight with his wife in the sukkah. And he says, you go shopping, with toothpick, you couldn't buy it. He says, no problem, the whole sukkah is wood. Take a little piece of wood, he's going to make a toothpick. The Gemara says, no, you can't take a toothpick. It's holy. When holy? What's holy about it? What's so holy about it? How did it become holy? It's just, I understand. With all the respect, I understand it's a little house that I made for myself. The other halacha that we have is, the Gemara says that the person that's halacha in Shulchan Aruch in the Rambam, that you have to feel that you go to live in the sukkah. It's not just, that you go and eat 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes in the sukkah, and then you come out, you come back to your house. It says you have to feel that you're out of the sukkah, out of the house. You have to feel that the sukkah is your house, and your house is a temporary thing. It's just changed, like you move. You moved from the house into the sukkah. It says, also, again, I don't believe, with your permission, it's hard to say it, but I don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands something for me that's impossible. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to say, once you go now, sleep in a garbage can and think that you're in a Hilton Hotel. It's a very nice statement. It is the Gemara says, sukkah comes and your sukkah is your permanent residence and temporary residence is your house. He says, excuse me, look at my house. My sukkah maybe it's worth $500. My house, Baruch Hashem, worth $10 million. I live on 20 acres in Great Neck. In Kings Point, 30 acres. My house is $50 million. This is what they expect me to do. But excuse me, what do you expect me to do? Expect me to move out of my house and to live in the sukkah and to say my house is temporary, stay in the sukkah. What does Hashem want for me? What does Hashem really want for me? Hashem really expects me to leave my beautiful house, my beautiful home, my comfortable house, and to go dwell in the sukkah. Okay, but Hashem does not mean that. Yes.
So they do the same thing in
Mansur,
you know?
Yeah, they do it, but again...
Make a hole in one of the
chimneys. Yeah, but again, it's not the house. It means they stay in that little corner. But it's not my beautiful dining room, my beautiful living room. It's like, okay, right. That's not the purpose. But the question is, what does Hashem really want from us? Really, Hashem wants me to do such a thing? Hashem knows the truth. That Lord Hashem, He gave me this beautiful house. So Hashem wants me 7 days I should get out of the house. And I should really feel that this is my permanent residential now. Residence.
Moshe, the tape is on the floor, you know?
No, it's in the floor. It's making a lot of noise.
Oh, okay. The Ari says like this. It's Sukkot. No? You believe it?
Just couldn't figure out what happened to them. Thank you.
I'll just found it and give it to me.
Oh, Hashem, Abba's hand is not the other guy. Sari says like this. The word Sukkah, the numerical value of the word Sukkah is 91. 91 is really two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. This is the name that constantly we have to visualize in front of us. Etzem Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah says, Ari says, Yalkut Yosef, they all say the same thing. Every time you say Hashem's name, you have to train your brain to visualize name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is, I mean, it's also 91. And says the two names of Hashem is, one is Aleph, Daled, Nun, and Yud, that's the way we pronounce Hashem's name. And the other one is the one, it's written in the Torah, but we don't say it with our mouth, only the Kohanim and the Kohen HaGadol say it with the, this is the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey. Yud and the Hey, Vav and the Hey together, the numerical value is 26. Aleph, Daled, Nun, and Yud, the way we pronounce Hashem's name all the time. My master is 65, 65 plus 26 is 91. Comes Ari and says, the Sukkah, the word Sukkah, the numerical value of the word Sukkah is 91, is to teach you, to hint you, to tell you the secret of that Sukkah. It's a Sukkah, you don't underestimate it. It says, okay, I built myself a Sukkah, it's nothing, you know, in and out, in and out. It says, be careful, as he says, you have to understand what you're going to do in the Sukkot. So what you're going really to do, says Ari, is to dwell in a place. That place really is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I want to explain to something. Somebody is going to ask us, okay, of course everything has some physical meaning to it, but this is a cloud. It's a cloud that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with a cloud. I said, okay, I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to come with a cloud. I said, he wants it. He doesn't have to come with a cloud. I mean, he can do anything. But a cloud, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears with a cloud. It says that cloud is a physical thing. It says in the Navi, it says in the Torah, it's when Moshe Rabbeinu opened the Mishkan, was a cloud. When Moshe Rabbeinu opened the Mishkan, was a cloud. Smoke, cloud, fog. It says, what is this? What is really that physical thing? So that physical thing is, if I would take a Sukkah, and I would grind the Sukkah. After I grind the Sukkah, would be a cloud. What does it mean? It means Sukkah is two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the two spiritual names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we say materialistic, becomes like physical, it becomes like a cloud. And that's the whole secret of the cloud. That Hashem comes with a cloud, what it means is Hashem took two names that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the two names. Again, one is Aleph, Daled, Nun, and Yud, the way we pronounce Hashem's name all the time, the numerical value is 65, and the one that we are not allowed to pronounce, only to look with our eyes, Yud Kebabke. Darius says, by the way, that's the Mishnah Berurah, that you can say, they all say, Chachamim, all they say, it says, every time you say, Baruch Ata Hashem, every time you say in Shmona Yisrael, any bracha that you say Hashem's name, you read the Torah, every time, it says you should have in mind most of the time a combination of 91, a combination of those two names. This is really the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually, as he appears to us, if we may say, as a physical entity. That physical entity is a cloud. That physical entity is a cloud, is the combination of two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we mix the two names together, but it says, or they be combined them together, or we fit each one like a Lego into the other one, that becomes a cloud. Hashem appears in a cloud, it means Hashem can appear anyway. In any vision or in any version, when he appears in the cloud, that cloud means that Hashem comes, if we may say, with two entities
combined together. One is called Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and one is called Yud Kevav. That's the, Rami says, this is crucial. Every time in 18, it says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem. You say Hashem's name. He says, you have to visualize those two names together. Equal 91. The Yechazamachu doesn't really care. He doesn't care if you really want to sit in the Sukkah, you don't want to sit in the Sukkah, you want to remember, you don't want to remember. It's really, it's irrelevant. One thing Hashem do care, says Dari, is for his goal, what he made himself that he wants to do with this world. At the end of this world, which we call redemption or appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we say, Vaya Hashem Lemelech HaKol Haaretz. It is that appearance, says Dari, this is the final appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bamdu Agav Al Arzitim, and says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rest his feet on Al Arzitim, and this is going to be what it means, all the dead ones is going to arise later. But the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somebody is going to ask you, excuse me, if you want the description, can you tell me what's going to be when Mashiach comes? He says, I tell you what's going to be. I can't expect a war, that all those Arabs and the Goyim is going to attack you, Eretz Israel. Hopefully we passed it already at 1948. But some things are still missing. This is the Nevoah of Zechariah. That's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell us what he is going to do. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to finish the war for you. It's going to be miracles. At the end of this war, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to expect the nations to come and bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim on Chag HaSukkot. Not Pesach, not Shavuot, Yerushalayim Kippur. His Sukkot has a tremendous meaning that Hashem appears. It is every year you do Sukkah, says Ari. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need you to remember every year that he gave Am Israel a cloud in the desert, protected them from the sun. No. You have to understand, that protection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us is not because he was worried about the heat in the desert, or he was worried about the cold weather in the desert. Hashem protects us with his cloud is to tell you what it means. He appears. Hashem appeared. I said, how did Hashem appear? Excuse me, Hashem took me out of the time. How did he appear? He says, he appeared in the numerical value of the word Sukkah, in the numerical value of the two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the reason why we celebrate Sukkot. It's not something to remember, it's the Yahrzeit. You say, you know, this is the memory, it's not true. Hashem doesn't need it, Hashem doesn't expect you. Hashem wants you to know that he is going to appear the same way he appeared once upon a time when he took you out of Mitzrayim. He appeared so cold with a cloud. Again, a cloud is not a cloud. A cloud means appearance, a spiritual appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with two entities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We may say one is called Malchut, one is called Tiferet, one is called Yaakov Avinu, one is called David. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to appear with that appearance. That appearance, this is the Chayav Levi, that's the last appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this world. But some before Mashiach will come, this is the appearance. Hashem gives us that Zuchot, says Zahir, after Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, that Hashem will forgive us all the sins. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want you to know, this is my appearance at the end. This appearance, of course, did happen when Moshe Rabbeinu opened the Mishkan. The same thing, the cloud was inside the Mishkan. The same appearance was when Shlomo HaMelech Bevet HaMikdash, the same thing. What it means is actually is that the appearance of the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears that way. So that this is really the whole secret of the Sukkah. The Sukkah means that this is the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is really what the Zohar said. We have the Ushpizim, that Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, Moshe, and Yosef, and David, they come to visit in the Sukkah, because it means Hashem is there, that's why they come over there, and they don't come to visit you. They come to visit the Sukkah. The Sukkah is there because Hashem is there, the Shekhinah is there, the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Therefore, says Dari, that of course we do know, we do remember, the Zohar says Sukkah is a tool to get Ruach HaKodesh. It's called Yizka. Sarah is called Yizka, she's Ruach HaKodesh. The word Sukkah was Sohe. It says Dari, says the Zohar says you get Ruach HaKodesh. You can become like a heifer prophet from Sukkah. It says again, because Sukkah is an entity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes to your house. So of course, says Dari, you have to understand, you have to know the truth now. He's living in a very, very nice house, in a mansion, actually in a palace. But if you have a belief, it tells you, you know, the sole owner of this world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, comes to you. And it says, is he going to come inside? No, he doesn't come inside. Of course, Hashem is always everywhere. But Sukkot is a special appearance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we may say, gave us a tool to get him to us. It says, when you build the Sukkah, that's what it means. You tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are on top of my Sukkah, you are in the world of the Sukkah. And that's why the Sukkah is called holy. It says, don't touch anything. Don't take anything from the Sukkah to eat. Don't take any piece from the walls to make it into a toothpick. It says, be careful. The Gemara says, don't bring dirty dishes to the Sukkah. It says, clear the table right away. Throw the garbage out of the Sukkah. Don't have the garbage in the Sukkah. Try to make it as beautiful as it could. It is all these people, you know, the thing, you know, they have this kind of, how is the... Well, you can make contest, maybe a little thing. You can say contest. What is the contest? Because this is really the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the contest really means, says Ari, it says you have to make the Sukkah very beautiful, very beautiful. By the way, Ari says, that says in the Zohar, says in the Sukkah really is the biggest mitzvah is to do the lulav. The biggest mitzvah, Ariel says, you should say the bracha on the lulav before you come to Beit HaKnesset in your sukkah. But the Beit HaKnesset sukkah doesn't matter in the sukkah. It says because in the Torah it says, "Usmachtim lifnei Hashem Elokichem shivat yamim." The main thing,
right? He does it.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing. Ariel says, that's the biggest. That's what you should do. Before you come to Beit HaKnesset, you should say the bracha. It doesn't matter. You can do it in the middle also. But he says, you don't say the bracha in your house or inside Beit HaKnesset. You do it in the sukkah. Why? It's based on the pasuk in the Torah, "Hus machtei nifnei Hashem Elokichem shivat yamim." That in Beit Hamikdash.
Make me stop. He left. He goes to Sukkah and come back.
I told him to live in Englewood.
Well, we should do it.
Yeah, that's the question. Rabbi here. Listen to the Rabbi. I don't tell you what that
is. Rabbi is 1 year off.
Rabbi is
in there. Sorry,
it's
Friday,
so. Okay, so. So what Albert said now? You have a speaker of the house. It's like the president is off, you have a speaker of the house. Unless he has an investigation against him.
I would say
this responsibility. But Ari says, the Torah says that you have to take the lulav in Beit Hamikdash for 7 days. And you make me happy, and be happy. Because whenever Hashem is, you must be happy. And Chag HaSukkot, that's the holiday, it says three times, says the Midrash in the Torah, to be happy. Doesn't say even once to be happy on Pesach. Say once on Shavuot. On Chag HaSukkot, so we say in the Tefillah, that Chag HaShavuot, Zman Simchatenu, this is time to be happy. This is why it's time to be happy. Asking me, time to be happy is Pesach. What's so happy about Sukkot? Because Hashem is a cloud? You know, it's happy because Hashem is there. Oh, the Chazalim Komo, it says, Mechu Hashem and Tegel Aret, it says, you're happy, it says, because of the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, this is the special halachot that we have in the Sukkah. It's because the Sukkah really is appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just took, if we may say, a spiritual entity of Hashem made it physical. Like Hashem made in Egypt first, and then through the desert, a cloud. The cloud actually was a physical appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to actually change the spiritual entity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into physical in our lifetime. And that's why Hashem told us to make the Sukkah. Hashem does not need us to make a Sukkah. I think Hashem wanted us to remember what Sukkah was all about. Doesn't matter what it is, if it was a cloud or the extra Sukkah. Hashem, you know what? Just say it in your hand, you know, in your mouth, you know, once upon a time with the Sukkah. Hashem is going to ask me to sit in the Sukkah for 7 days. By the way, all the Chachamim, it's nothing to do with 7 days. If Hashem wants me to do the Sukkah, 1 day is enough. But he says, why is this 7 days in Sukkah? For what 7 days? If you got 7 days, I said, you got 7 days. It doesn't make sense. She said, no, because it means 7 days, it means seven levels. The last one is David. They said, this is what you say, Mechatamatun Rahman, Sukkot David Hanopalet. It says, David is Malchut. David is the appearance of the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says, you have David HaMelech at the end of the Sukkot. It says, that's why Sukkot is 7 days. It says, what it means actually, Zari, is not that I celebrate Sukkot because Hashem wants me to remember. No, Hashem wants you to remember a cloud. You know what you remember? I remember a cloud. It says a cloud, what is in a cloud? A cloud means the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as physical entity. Of course, I'm not allowed to think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a physical entity. But I do know that when Hashem appeared in Beit HaMikdash, Hashem appeared in the Mishkan, was a physical entity. Hashem told us, you want to know something? After Yom Kippur, I give you the same opportunity every year. Physical entity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Sukkah. And therefore, this is really the power of the Sukkah, the power of Isaac and Yaakov. They come to the Sukkah. They don't come to visit you in the Sukkah. They come to see Hashem in the Sukkah. Because Sukkah is like something like Beit HaMikdash, and this is why they're coming. This is really, Sazari, this is really the purpose of the Haftarah. The purpose of the Haftarah, of course, is what Hashem expects from the Goyim to come in to Yerushalayim on Chag HaSukkot. That's the Gemara says that we're going to test every nation at the end with the celebration of Sukkah, because you have to understand Sukkah is a special thing. Sukkah means appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to test you with the mitzvah of Sukkah. And therefore the Gemara says this is something, again, that you don't find in any other mitzvah. It's the Mishnah, it's the Halacha. In Eretz Israel, doesn't find America, but Baruch Hashem, this year in America, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on us after this Mabul that we had last week. It says this, on the first night of Sukkot, it rings, the Gemara says it means Hashem doesn't like you. Excuse me, Olu Chachamim said, how about if I did not get Matzah for Pesach? Or I find out that before Leila said that my Matzah is not as kosher as it should be. I don't find a shofar before Shoshana. I don't find feeling. I don't find it. It doesn't say in any place Hashem does not like me. In Sukkah, that's only mitzvah. It says in the Mishnah and the Gemara, if the first night of Sukkot, you're ready to do Kiddush and it's raining, so what it means is Hashem spilled water on you, Hashem doesn't like you. It says, why? Why Sukkah is different than all the other mitzvot? So he says, because Sukkah means actually, physically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arrival to your house. It says, Hashem expects you to listen with all the respect. Please, I know you have a mansion. I know you have a palace. I know you have a beautiful house. But you have to realize another thing, that Hashem is here now. So this is a test for you. It's a test. That Hashem is giving you this test to see what is more important to you. Hashem or your heart? So it's not Hashem wants me to be in the Sukkah, leave my house. Hashem does not need me in the Sukkah. Hashem wants me to be next to Him in the Sukkah. It's a privilege. It's an invitation. You see, Abraham, Isaac and Yaakov, they came to your Sukkah, not because of you, because they come to the Sukkah. It says, you also invited to go to your own Sukkah. Can you come to your own Sukkah? He says, why should I go? It says, Hashem is there. He says, Hashem physically entered, it's inside your Sukkah. What do you mean you want to go run back home? You want to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what after us said, you should know this is going to be the end. The end of the world is coming. It says, it's going to be a war. This is Hashem. Don't worry, Hashem is going to come. Hashem is going to do everything. Hashem is going to buy himself everything. Okay. By the way, says Ari, the Gemara is trying to figure out this one of them. It's what that we have. It's called Nisuch HaMayim in Beit HaMikdash. In Beit HaMikdash on Chag HaSukkot, they used the Kohen used to come and used to take some water and pour the water on the altar, and the water used to go down. It's called Nisuch HaMayim. Nobody understands what's going on. For what do we need for? What it is? And they had a whole thing for me. Whole Simchat Beit HaShoeva, we have this celebration in Beit HaMikdash, the Gemara Sukkah, the description, dancing, singing 7 days, for what? They go to draw the water, which is the song, he says, for what the celebration? And then read the Haftarah, the Haftarah says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to appear, water is going to come out of Yerushalayim. It says, water is a symbol of the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us every Chag HaSukkot go take some water and pour it on the altar as something for you to remember that that's the purpose of this holiday. The purpose of the holiday is not to remember the sukkah that we said. The purpose of the holiday is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to sit in the sukkah. Hashem invited me, it's a privilege to have an invitation, actually an invitation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be inside the sukkah. And the Rebbe says, that's really what is going to be. That when this war is going to finish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Rebbe, okay, now I expect you in Chagat Sukkot in Yerushalayim. I don't expect you in Pesach. I expect you in Rosh Hashanah. I expect you only in Sukkot, because Sukkot, Sezari, means appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sezari, a beautiful thing. Ari says this, was one of the big rebbes, one of the big tzaddikim, was born with a birthmark on his back. And he went to the mikveh one time, and one of the chachamim asked him, he says, what do you have on your back? He says, it looks like a flat that you get, a flat with a whip. He says, I was one of the sheep of Yaakov Avinu, and I didn't behave, and Yaakov hit me. Ulemikneu atah sukkot, says Ari, you don't understand what the Torah says. The Torah says something very beautiful. It says, Yaakov himself built himself a house. To his cattle he built sukkot. Who cares what he did to his cattle? He says, don't understand. Says the Zohar, the neshamot of Am Israel were inside the cattle of Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu understood it. He said, listen, I built for yourself, for you, a sukkah. What it means, it's going to be a day that you, as a sheep, you understand what I'm doing to you. What I'm building now, a sukkah for you, is going to be at the end, sukkot for you, when you come out of Egypt. When the Torah tells us that we came out of Egypt, Hashem made sukkah for us, that means sukkah, who cares? He says, the sukkah is the miracle of value of 91. It means you're going to be able to sit, to dwell inside of what you call physical of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it means to be the Hamikdash. The Torah says, listen, Yaakov Abin went and he came out of Laban after he left Esau. He says, goodbye Esau. He says, you left him, right? He says, let me tell you something. I'm going to build a sukkah. Sukkah is when Hashem is going to appear. Hashem the Melech of the Kol Haaretz says, it's going to be the end of this world. It is going to be the end. He says, what's going to be? Somebody's going to tell you, what's going to be the end of the world? It's a sukkah, that's the end of the world. Sukkah, again, it's the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one, as a king. Together, what we call Tiferet is called something like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Nasa Sukkota, Cesari, that's what it means. The holiday that we're going to celebrate is because of Yaakov and because of David. Because Yud Kevavke, because Avdan and Yud. The combination of those two means the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be only after Yom Kippur. Of course, all the Chachamim and Gratis, which is Sukkot, should have been in the summertime, so you don't understand. To reach that level that Hashem is going to dwell inside your house, and you will be invited, could be only after you have forgiveness, complete forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Yom Kippur. Came HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, I'm giving you a holiday called Sukkot. Sukkot is not a holiday. Sukkot is an invitation to come visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your house. Get out of your house, go dwell in the sukkah. Dwell in the sukkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. If you're not happy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect you to be there, because it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here to give you a hard time. He says there's a special invitation to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says the Beit HaMikdash is only happy things. He says that's why the Beit HaMikdash used to pour the water, used to dance, because this is called the celebration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is next to me. That this eventually is going to be the Mashiach will come. Actually, physically, you're going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu resting his feet on his mountain, and water is going to come out. In the meantime, just celebrate this in your own sukkah, says David. This is why it's crucial, says David, that you're in sukkah, when you start eating the meal tomorrow night, you have to have this in mind. It says, Hashem, I remember. So you remember what? I remember that your physical appearance is called sukkah, is 91. It says, you took me out of my time, you made me a cloud. It's not Hashem made you a cloud. It means Hashem appeared as a cloud to you. Appeared as a cloud to you. Eventually, that also protected me from the sun and from the rain. But this was not the purpose of the cloud. The purpose of the cloud is to tell you that Hashem is there. Hashem is there, Hashem is here. Hashem is in your house. In your house, says David. This is really what Hashem expects you to have in mind on Sukkot. And this really is the Haftarah. He's going to tell you this is something. And it's a miniature appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something before the appearance of Rabbi Menachem.
I don't have the next one.